You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I suppose we better start, Derek, with Raheem Sterling. Apparently he's been getting bad advice from his agent. I thought, once I heard that, I thought Lee had been giving him some advice, given how he's done on the podcast this season.
But if I was his agent, not. I would tell him, Raheem, you're a young lad, you've got a lot to learn in the game, but get yourself to Man City so I can earn 15%.
Absolutely.
Well, exactly.
That's what he's been told anyway.
Well, which agent is going to tell his client to stay where he is?
Crazy,
where's the money for the agent then? And, you know, and the players keep listening to them. I'm not saying he's wrong to want to go. It's just that Liverpool, he thinks, don't match his ambition. His ambition being to be paid 200k a week. So, you know, I've said I like Sterling. I think at his best he's unplayable. At his worst, he can't even keep up with Jordan Henderson in that deodorant ad. But I think he's going to be a tremendous player in the future. And I think it looks as though he's definitely going to go. You know, he will go. I mentioned off air, didn't I, before this bulletin, that there was a bet of the season this weekend. And this is it, Stoke to beat Liverpool. I cannot believe the 23-10. It should be favourites. What? You know, has nobody been watching Liverpool in recent weeks?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
I think, and still one thing about, so I remember Mark Hughes saying with about 8 weeks of the season to go, yeah, you know, we're not, you know, everything's safe, hunky-dory, blah, 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 we're going to get our highest ever total, whatever, but we're going to make sure we win our next home games. And you look at the recent results, he's done exactly that. The away games doesn't seem to matter. He's going to finish with a flourish. They are going to beat Liverpool at the weekend, and that price... Oh, I'm in Italy now, trembling at the prospect.
23-10 Stoke to beat Liverpool, who are 6-5. The draw 23-10. I hope you've got all your clothes on, Derek, still.
You've made it worse.
Mr. Phelps.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with Derek. I can't really add anything to that. I mean, what would make you want to back Liverpool at 6-5 here? You know, they got the draw at Chelsea, lost at Hull 1-0. Only drew 0-0 with West Brom. You know, the last away win was against Blackburn Rovers when they won 1-0. Smashed to bits by Arsenal, 4-1. I mean, there's nothing about Liverpool's recent form that makes me want to back them at all. I mean, the only thing I would say is that I could see them scoring against Stoke. I know Stoke beat Tottenham 3-0, but they do concede. So I think that I'd maybe go one further, Derek, and go Stoke to win and both teams to score at 5-1. I could see that happening. I don't think you need to, because I think 23-10 is a fantastic price.
Well, exactly,
price.
Yeah.
You don't need to be greedy. But I could genuinely see that. But I've got nothing more to add to what Derek said. It's I don't understand it. Every so often you get a price like that, where you just don't really understand the idea, other than it's just a trading decision.
Yes.
To put Liverpool in at a short price.
I think Liverpool, throughout the last few years, Derek, I don't know if you agree, that they always seem to be underpriced. I mean... Liverpool are one of those sides which they attract the punter, don't they, each and every week, and for the last few years in particular, they've been underpriced.
Well, yeah, we've said that often, haven't we? You know, sometimes they go away to teams and they're odds on to win away from home, you know, and you can never see why, and this is that writ large, isn't it?
And if you're looking at a goal scorer bet, if John Walter starts, he's scored in his last three appearances against Liverpool at the Britannia, got 4 goals in those games. He's 19-10 to score any time. I don't know if he will start, but he's 19-10 to get a goal any time.
I'd be looking at Charlie Adam, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, obviously he had his time at Liverpool, scored in the game against Tottenham, the home game against Sunderland, and the home game against Southampton. So 3-3 at home.
Yeah,
he looks like he's in great nick at the minute. 5-2 any time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.